Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Chris Raybon, senior NFL analyst for the Action Network, co-host of I'll Take That Bet on ESPN, now joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. How you doing, Chris?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me. I'm excited.
Glad to have you. This is going to be a weekly segment. So now that the infiltration of more so now the mainstream of lines and betting and covering and all that kind of stuff, we know it's on the horizon. We've seen it on the horizon for quite some time. It's becoming a reality now. So we are glad to have you on board. So give me some of the more intriguing things that you've seen in so far, I guess, in week one, not only in the NFL, just on Sundays, but obviously starting this evening.
Yeah, I think it's going to be really interesting to see, you know, starting tonight, you know, what's up with Nick Foles? Is he really the quarterback who was able to kind of take them on that playoff run? Or, you know, are they going to need, you know, Carson Wentz for more than they think? I think the Falcons are a really good team. I actually think the Falcons have I think the Falcons are the best team in the division. I think that the New Orleans Saints are getting a little bit overrated. So there is some value on kind of the Falcons division odds and whatnot, but they have a really good defense. They actually finished top 10 last year in points allowed, and people didn't really realize that. And now they're moving Vic Beasley back to his natural and edge rushing position. So I think they're a really fast defense that could surprise a lot of people. And then looking towards Sunday, I think you have to look at that Pittsburgh game, and you know the line is dropping with Le'Veon Bell still not reporting, and Tyrod Taylor is really going to change that Browns team because he's turned the ball over only 14 times in his last 29 starts, whereas the Browns quarterbacks had as many turnovers as that by week 6 last year. So it's going to be really hard to kind of gauge this team and gauge how to bet that team until we probably see a couple of games with Tyrod Taylor quarterbacking that team and see how good they actually are. You're also going to have Josh Gordon there on a pitch count as well. And then, you know, the Bears, I think, are going to be – the Bears-Packers game is going to be really interesting because you see that line kind of sitting there at 7.5. But the Bears, you know, they kind of upgraded their whole team, and you wonder if maybe it should be – a touchdown, maybe it should be less than a touchdown. I think you can trust Aaron Rodgers to get it done and carry this team to victory, but the spread could be a little bit inflated because as much hype as on the Bears, I think the Packers lines always get inflated because people love to bet on the Packers. They're a very, very public team that people enjoy, you know, wagering on.
Some of the games that are out there that are extremely close, or maybe some of the yawners people don't necessarily pay attention to, but you get a game like, say, Tennessee and Miami, and correct me if I'm wrong, that's like 1.5, 2.5 points, yeah. Something like that in that particular game. You've got a good game between the Chargers and the Kansas City Chiefs. That's almost a pick 'em. Same with Seattle and Denver. There's a lot of close games out there to start out week one.
Yeah, and I think some of these games actually provide some good opportunities because if you look at a game like the Panthers game where Dallas is going into Carolina, the Panthers were a team that overperformed a little bit last year. If you look at point differential, it's actually more predictive of future wins, and the Panthers overperformed by about 2 wins last year. They're having a lot of issues on their offensive line and you know, with their tackles out, and I think Dallas can actually come in here, and the perception is that, hey, they got a lot worse because they're without Dez Bryant and Jason Witten, but in reality, those guys really held them back. Because just how limited they were in terms of their mobility. So I don't think really anything has kind of shifted too much and with this whole Dallas team, and I think they have a good shot to win on the road there. I think the same thing can be said for the Seattle Seahawks and the Denver Broncos in the sense that more so that the public is very down on Seattle and, you know, all these losses that they suffered in terms of Richard Sherman and the retirement of Chancellor and Averill. People are really kind of writing them off, and they're going into Denver, and they're an underdog. But Seattle, this team still has Russell Wilson. It still has, you know, some decent players on defense, on the defensive line. They still have Bobby Wagner. And you're looking at a Broncos team that everyone was blaming the quarterback last year for their 5-11 record. But people don't remember that Trevor Siemian actually started 14 games the year before that, and they went 9-7. They had a top-five defense. When the coaching staff changed, when they let go of Wade Phillips, Gary Kubiak retired, that's really what I think changed a lot of things in Denver, because that defense also dropped out of the top 20. It wasn't a top defense the way it used to be. So I think there's some value there with betting on Seattle in that spot as well. Just a couple of teams like that. They're just so kind of overrated by the public based on, you know, a few pieces of information.
Look at some of the other games that are maybe wider spreads and some more confidence bets, if you will, because not only are we talking about individual games, but then there's all these other things that come up regarding the season and most likely to get to a Super Bowl, most likely to win the division. Talk about some of those lines that are coming out that people may want to jump on early in the season if they've got a favorite team that they're really looking at that says, hey, this is going to be a team that's going to do some damage this year.
Yeah, I think so. In the NFC, it's kind of pretty wide open when you consider how many teams have legitimate chance to contend for a title. One team that I think is really interesting is the San Francisco 49ers, because they're a team that, if you look at what happened with them last year, it's kind of absurd. Jimmy Garoppolo started 5 games. They went 5-0. They put up over 40 points on the Jaguars, who allowed under 15 in their other games. They beat a couple of playoff teams. You know, Garoppolo would have had the highest yards per attempt had he completed the season. And so you look at that team, and they're still, you know, one of the longer odds to win, you know, the NFC. They're not favored in their division. So I think you can get some really good value on a team like that. And then, again, Atlanta is another one that you know, will, I think, you know, provide good value, because they're also not even a favorite in their division. So you can always get great odds on their futures if you want to jump on it right before the season starts tonight. And then, you know, there's also teams like the Packers and the Saints that I think are, you know, the Vikings, the Rams. Those are teams that, you know, very good, very, you know, good chance to win the NFC, but it's hard because there's so many teams competing. So with those teams, I think you want to look at like the opening week line. For example, a team like the Rams, I think their line is way too short against Oakland. They're on the road, and John Gruden and the Raiders are another team that's kind of going a little bit overhyped. Now they lost Khalil Mack, and you know the Rams are only favored by about 4 points. And I think that's kind of that. There's a lot of value on that. I think that should still be more like a touchdown spread, even with the Rams on the road. Remember, they're not even really traveling because they're interstate. So I think there's some value with that.
Before we let you go, I wanted to ask you, if you're going to talk about Super Bowls, both sides of the bench, any, if you're going to be like looking at odds on favorite, who are we looking at?
I still think you're looking at the New England Patriots as the favorite in the AFC. I think the Steelers, you know, especially if there's going to be questions about Le'Veon Bell, I think they're the second best team in the AFC, but that, you know, if the line moves down before, you know, before the end of the day, maybe. But I think you still got to go to the Patriots, and the Jaguars are another team that I think that's where you really have some value, because that defense is extremely good. Blake Bortles actually jumped into the top 15 in QBR last year, and they're a team that's not dependent on any one player because they have so many good ones on defense, and their offense is kind of built around depth more so than just, you know, one guy. Even Leonard Fournette didn't even get 50% of their rushing yardage last year. So that's the value that I think a good defense can always, will always have a chance, as we saw last year.
Always good to chat. Looking forward to each week, and we'll kind of go from there. But a great way to kind of kick this season off. Appreciate it, Raybon.
Thanks for having me.
Talk to you soon. There you go. Mr. Chris Raybon joining us, the senior NFL analyst for the Action Network. By the way, the Action Network is an app, and you can download that, make yourself a better, so to speak. You can download that. You can check out different odds, how the lines change. He is the senior editor and NFL analyst at the Action Network. He's also one of the rotating co-hosts in I'll Take That Bet, which is a fantasy draft-style betting show that airs on ESPN, and good stuff there. So we're going to do this each and every Thursday. Going to take your fantasy stuff, going to do your betting stuff, give you the lines and all that kind of stuff coming up on a lot of these games. But thanks to him for joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider, hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years, they've been getting it on. Call them, 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com. 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.